Nolte, White House blames OPEC for energy prices Joe Biden made higher. By John Nolte on August 11, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is blaming high energy prices on people of color instead of himself. Even though he's worked overtime to increase prices on everything, most especially energy. From the far-left AP, which naturally omits all the ways Biden increased America's energy prices. President Joe Biden's administration is raising alarms at home and abroad about rising energy prices slowing the nation's recovery from the pandemic-induced recession. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Wednesday called on the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to move faster to restore global supply of petroleum to pre-pandemic levels. As the White House asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the domestic gasoline market for any anti-competitive behavior that could be increasing prices. The joint actions Wednesday come as the Biden administration is increasingly sensitive to rising prices across the economy as it faces both political and policy pressure from inflation. So Biden's blaming all the brown people at OPEC for this, and not himself for shutting down a crucial pipeline, not himself for killing exploration and drilling leases, not himself for alienating crucial oil exporter Saudi Arabia, not himself for spending like a lunatic, which cheapens the dollar and creates inflation. And right now Americans are suffering from record inflation. No, 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 the culprit isn't Biden, it's all those brown people over there. Here's the official statement from the White House, which is a pathetic mix of groveling and scapegoating. What's especially laughable is this part, his fraudulency. Biden has made clear he wants Americans to have access to affordable and reliable energy. That is a total lie coming from a guy doing everything in his power to increase energy prices. Reliable is also a lie, as we've seen in California with the move towards green energy, something Biden wholeheartedly backs. The statement also makes clear the White House knows this recovery is in serious trouble. You know, Americans shouldn't have to worry about what OPEC does and doesn't do. America's richer than rich with natural resources. And there is no reason why we should have to kneel before OPEC whenever our gas prices explode, which they have under Biden. To the tune of a dollar a gallon. This country could be oil rich in 5 to 10 years. Swimming in it, but Democrats and the organized left simply refuse to allow that to happen. Let me tell you, it's tough out there. The wife and I just returned from a month-long camping trip through 8 states and never saw a gas price below $2.87. In Chicago, it was $3.50 and up. A jump in gas prices is a brutal tax, especially on working people and the poor. And with cold weather just a couple of months away, it's only going to get worse. And all Joe's doing about it is yelling at brown people. Another hindrance to the recovery is and will be this ongoing anti-science freakout over the coronavirus. Already, a ton of economic activity is shutting down. New Orleans just killed its jazz festival, other concerts are being canceled, movies are being pulled. These cancellations not only reduce economic activity, they also create panic, which drives people indoors, which reduces economic activity. Based on what we know right now, all of this panic is based on the fake news that breakthrough infections are a serious threat to the vaccinated when the CDC's own math proves they are not. Of course, those numbers could change, for the worse or the better, but based on the information available, there is no reason why life can't go on as normal. And if the breakthrough numbers do get worse, it will only be because Biden completely blew the rollout of the China flu vaccine. Biden is stepping all over his own economic recovery. The one that began under Trump, so he's desperately looking for scapegoats like OPEC and the unvaccinated. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.